Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is Aware More News. For several years, I've had Aware More blogcast with both audio and video presentations about alternative information. And now I'm going to be doing several times a week Aware More News, a briefer highlights of the alternative news. And then for those that would like to go deeper, you can look into the Aware More blogcasts, where I'll also have the references and so on. But the today I want to talk about particularly about the growing food shortage, and behind that is the globalist control cabal that has been working on planned depopulation for decades. Many of their institutions are involved, such as the Club of Rome. These institutions are controlled and initiated by extremely wealthy, powerful families that for centuries have had control of institutions and financial markets and so forth. But some of these are institutions include the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, the Bilderberg Conference, the World Economic Forum, also the International Monetary Fund, Bank for International Settlements, and World Bank, all in Switzerland, and the City of London, which is a financial center where the interest rates are determined and gold and silver prices are suppressed by market manipulation, and in the United States, the Federal Reserve Board. These are just some of the financial institutions involved in controlling the money, which controls much of the world. We also have the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, which are primarily in the United States, the United Nations. And BlackRock and Vanguard are funds that control the corporate stock of much of what I call the interlocking conglomerate empire. I have an ebook called The Conglomerate Empire that gets into the depth of the history and operation of this global cabal. They have developed bioweapon technologies to reduce population, shorten lives, and so forth, that they've been infiltrating our lives with what I call public poisons for decades. And I have another website, publicpoisons.com, where you can learn more about those. More recently, they've engineered nanotech viruses and genetically modified by biological material that is intended for destructive effects on our biological systems. They have incorporated much of this technology in destructive injections and other drugs. They engineer and release some type of bioweapon in the environment. It causes people to start getting ill, and then roll out the injections and medicines that actually finish the job, or gradually. But they can't have everybody dying at once, so these things are programmed for and even phased with different batches with different amounts of the weaponry involved. Some are more on the end of placebo, and others much more deadly. But eventually, we're going to see mass deaths growing out of these operations, and then the remaining survivors will be subject to mind control by what we already experience as propaganda through our media and entertainment, but also through nanotech and frequencies from Wi-Fi, cell phones, and satellites, and so on, that will be utilizing the nanotechnology to control brains and minds. Much more details on that, and much I've written on the Aware More blogcast. But we're now entering a period of orchestrated food shortages, possibly leading to serious famine. First of all, we have supply chain disruption, such as the restrictions on Russian oil and natural gas sales, reduction in North American oil production, and everyone has seen the gas prices go up, for example. But those fuel shortages and high prices affect farmers and transportation of goods. We also have a trucker shortage and restrictions on trucking, such as the ecological requirements in California for only certain trucks to be able to function there. We have a great container ship bogged down on the West Coast and also in China due to lockdowns in Shanghai and so forth, where goods are not moving, and we're going to see empty shelves and great difficulty in getting many needed goods. Also, there are rail limitations now being imposed on feed grains and fertilizers. The rail companies are turning toward higher priced goods for transportation and cutting off, reducing deliveries of feed grains to farms, agricultural areas, and fertilizers. So we have a fertilizer shortage and high prices. We have a feed shortage and high prices, and all that is affecting livestock and farming. Wheat and corn shortages around the world. Ukraine and Russia, major wheat and corn producers, are not planting many of their crops because of the war and so on. Grain elevators in the United States and co-ops are not signing August delivery contracts that fund farmers' seed and supply purchases because the prices are already so high and they're worried that the prices are going to go down, but they're actually going to go way up. Meanwhile, the farmers can't fund their seed and supply purchases for getting their crops going. So there's going to be a more shortage coming in the summer and fall. Agencies are paying farmers also to not plant and or to plow under their crops or dump their milk and so forth in the fields. We also have cattle herd reductions because of all these problems. Say a rancher might reduce from 2,500 head to 500 head, much more limited production of livestock. Bird flu has been used as an excuse to cull chickens and turkeys, resulting in skyrocketing chicken prices and egg prices, and great difficulty in getting those eventually. We also have food recalls that have been going on for decades. Food processing plants, distribution centers, and so forth, finding contaminants or whatever in the food. So these recalls are announced every few weeks, it seems like. The most recent one was 120,000 pounds of ground beef recalled due to possible E. coli contamination. Well, we're in a period of what is called a grand solar minimum. The sun not only goes through 11-year highs and lows, high for 11 years, low for 11 years, what is called a solar cycle of activity, but there's much longer cycles, and one of them is this grand solar minimum occurring about every 400 years that has a great impact on ability to grow crops because it's a cooling period. And we could have a significant impact on crop production from that as it unfolds. It's already in progress. And that often has been a cause of great change in civilization due to the food crisis. So meanwhile, they're intensifying the crisis with weather manipulation. They've developed technologies such as geoengineering, strategic aerosol injection, and so on over the last 25 years or so, that drops metals and other biologicals and so forth in the air, and they fall to earth. We breathe them, they're in the ground, they affect crops and trees, aluminum, barium, very serious toxic metals. But these also then make it easier for them to use their directed energy weapons to create fires. Many of these major fires out west are initiated and are so prolific because of the heavy metals. The aluminum is flammable. So you have tornadoes, hurricanes, drought, floods, all can be engineered and moved around to affect different areas. We also have the climate change propaganda that has been going on for years now, where they blame carbon emissions and human activities, but they're actually natural, like the grand solar changes and changes in the solar system, as well as the weather manipulation. Plus, they're replacing farms with GMO chemical-grown produce factories and livestock. Let's take a look here at vertical urban farming. Farming in factories in the cities developing, where they grow the produce in big trays under grow lights, and are again taking away market from the farms, gradually eliminating regular farmers, and everything will be done corporate by giant corporations, all through chemical and GMO specially developed plants for this production process. Another thing they're doing is with livestock. Look at the GMO cattle, where instead of having as many dairy cows, they have fewer cows, with each one having much greater milk production by genetic modification. Look at the size of their milk vessels there, their milk bags. So we have a whole lot going on in the realm of modifying agriculture to the new corporate methods and getting rid of the family farm. They've been reducing family farming or making it almost impossible for farmers to continue for 50, 70 years now, all moving toward the GMO and chemical agriculture and glyphosate for weed killing and so on, herbicide. Well, another major method of their population reduction is war. They've done world wars like World War I and II, and lesser wars where they keep developing their technologies for more efficient killing. But right now we are seeing around the globe with this Ukraine-Russian situation, both money and resources are moving in the patterns that suggest apparent preparation for expanded war. Meanwhile, there are NATO advising officers trapped in a steel plant in Ukraine, secretly, that once that is revealed will show that NATO has been much more actively involved in the Ukraine-Russian war, which as a proxy war, which then could also lead to World War III. Well, Russia is threatening nukes. There's a possible cyber attack, so we could have a power outage through an EMP blast. A nuclear weapon explosion high in the atmosphere generates a pulse that can knock out the entire electrical grid or over the whole continent or just a targeted area. Also cyber attacks. So we could have a shutdown of systems that run our civilization and throwing us back into primitive times, like back in 1850 or so, before electricity and the internet and all that, telephone. So we could suddenly find ourselves in a totally different situation to try to deal with. So we need to be aware of preparing for these kinds of changes that could be occurring anytime. Or the Russians may in fact be cleaning up the deep state criminals and underground biolabs and human trafficking in Ukraine and Kazakhstan and possibly Moldova, particularly Ukraine, a great criminal center in Kazakhstan was. So the collapse of the dollar in the economy is the next thing on the agenda, and we'll be getting into that in further episodes of Aware More News, and with more possible lockdowns from a new round of engineered bioweapons being released. Well, Henry Kissinger once said, "Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world." Well, the elite cabal has sought to control all of that. And we'll be having a special presentation next Saturday, the May 7th, at 1 p.m. on Zoom. You can find the information at awaremore.com later in the week here. But please join and participate in the discussion about preparing to resolve the crisis. I have as much information as I can about what they're doing to us and about how we might go about making it better, as a major trend is going on among alternative information presenters to do this. It's a concerted effort, and we need much more participation from the public. So you can learn more at YesWise Education Service, where I have my holistic learning modules, Positive Momentum for Better Living, at YesWise.com, and at ReallyWell.com, where we have trusted information products and service for your better health since 1975, including Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed, Delicious Greens 8000, water purifiers for kitchen and bath, Pollenade Flower Pollen Extract, Laurea Clear, help clear germs and other toxins, molecular silver similarly, and much more. Please visit reallywell.com, yeswise.com, and awaremore.com, where we have this news and Aware More blogcast. Thank you for listening, Have a great day. Thank you for being at Aware More News.